We want to remind everybody that they can join us here most weeks at the Chase Bank Auditorium. For tickets and more information, go to WBEZ.org, or you can find a link at our website, waitwait.npr.org. Right now, panel, time for you to answer some questions about this week's news. Paula, a new study shows that people will often do what, even when not in the mood for it?
They will often do what, even when not in the mood for it?
Can I give you a hint?
Yes, please.
It's like, OMG, I am so hot for you.
Oh, wow.
Have sex?
Well, a sort of more modern technological version of that.
Jump in the orgasmatron?
The OMG was a clue.
Oh, sext.
Sext.
Yes.
Sexting.
Sexting.
Sexting. I find that bizarre that people do it even when they are in the mood for it. I don't understand. So you're not talking to the person and you're not with the person.
No.
You're just writing things spelled wrong.
Misspelling is optional.
OMG, I'm so into you.
Capital letter U.
Because you don't have time to write a Y and an O. Now I feel bad for Mark Wiener.
Anthony Wiener. Everybody calls him Anthony.
Excuse me, Anthony Wiener was just bored. I just think that if we could have been more stimulating as a nation.
Well,
he would not have sent pictures of his private parts to women.